This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, Rabbi Yisai. Welcome, everyone. Again, Erev Yom Tov. We're going to speak today about the Shemini Atzeres and Simchas Torah to try to get an understanding of the arrangement of the year and why we finish laning the Torah like basically a month into the year. I mean, if you were arranging the schedule, I think it would be a very convenient way that the last week of the year, let's say the week before Rosh Hashanah, you lane v'zois habracha, and then Shabbos Shuvah, you should lane Bereishis. Why in the world lane Bereishis already like 3.5 weeks into the year? This year, you know, it's like the 23rd day of the month already, and we're starting Bereishis. Not a very convenient way to begin and to end. Well, the Levush in Or Chaim, Siman Tav Reish Samach Tes, number one on your sheet says, Mashem Asayimin Maschilin HaTorah, B'yom Achrayim De Sukkos, the reason we end and begin the Torah on the last day of Sukkos, V'loi B'Rosh Hashanah, not the beginning of the year, Shehu Yom Rishon Min Hashanah, which is the first day of the year. Right, it's an obvious question. Why do we begin the Torah sort of a month into the year? We should begin and end Rosh Hashanah. Hu Gam Kein Lahatos Es HaSatan. We want to confuse the Satan that he shouldn't know when Rosh Hashanah is. Why? Because we don't want him to be Mekatreg on Klal Yisrael on Rosh Hashanah. The same way, one of the reasons we don't blow Shofar Erev Rosh Hashanah, we're trying to confuse him. The same way, we're not Mevarech the Chodesh of Tishrei, we want to confuse the Satan. So too, we sort of delay. We're still laning Hazinu and Vezoy Sabracha. This way the Satan thinks, oh, it must be Rosh Hashanah didn't come yet. Once we delayed it a little bit past Rosh Hashanah, then we say, you know what, let's just wait until Yom Tov is over. Meaning really, we only needed to delay it until Shabbos Shuvah. Really, well, according to this logic, V'zoy Sabracha should be laned right after Rosh Hashanah. But once we're pushing it off, we just push it off until the end of the year. So this way, there won't be an interruption between Bereishis and Noach. Because otherwise, if you're going to lane V'zoy Sabracha, Shabbos Shuvah, then there's going to be a big hefsek between Bereishis and Noach. So therefore, we want to streamline things, and we wait for Bereishis until after the Yomim Tovim.
So now, doesn't remember from year to year.
Apparently, the Satan's long-term memory is not at optimum levels. Now, that's a discussion for another time, but let's focus on the question. The question is, why do we not begin the year laning Parshas Bereishis? The Levush gives an answer. Let's see what we could offer further on this matter. In Rav David Kohen, the Rashiv of Chevron, in his Sefer Zman Simchasein, he asks another question. Okay, I understand you want to finish the Torah after Rosh Hashanah. Why on Shemini Atzeres? Why not on Yom Kippur? Maybe Yom Kippur is the day that the Lucha Shnius were given. Why not on the first day of Sukkot, the second day of Sukkot, Shabbos Chalamayit? Like, what in the world does Shemini Atzeres, what does that got to do with finishing the Torah? Another question, Rabbi Yisai. This is the question of the Karan Oira. An amazing question. What is the name of the day that we dance around with the Torah called? Simchas Torah. Gevaldik. Is that a happiness to finish the Torah? Absolutely. Are you allowed to get married on Yom Tov? Why? Because Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. You can't mix two Simchas. It's Simchas Yom Tov. Don't mix in the Simcha of a wedding. You don't get married on Yom Tov. So how in the world could you have a Simchas Torah? Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. The same way you're not allowed to have a wedding on Yom Tov, ask the Karen Ayra. How are you allowed to have Simchas Torah on Yom Tov? It's Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. Frek the Karen Ayra Moed Katan Dav Chesam Adbez Yesh Ladakdek Atakonas Kad Moineinu L'Siyam HaTorah B'Shmini Atzeres. Why were they not concerned to mix one simcha with another? The mitzvah l'smayach b'gamra shel Torah, it's a mitzvah to rejoice upon the completion of the Torah. So we basically have three questions. Number one, why do we finish the Torah, so to speak, 3 weeks into the year? Number two, why specifically Shemini Atzeres? And number three, how are we allowed to rejoice with the Torah on Yom Tov? You're not allowed to get married on Yom Tov. How are you allowed to rejoice with the Torah on Yom Tov? Ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha. Rav Sternbach in the Ma'adim Azmanim and Simon Kuflam and Beis writes, B'simchas Torah, ro'i lo'irar. It is worthwhile to point out, how are we allowed to rejoice that we finished the Torah? If you look in the Gemara, Moed Katan points out, Rav Sternbach, the Gemara is Mufurash, that you're not allowed to have a Simchas Chanukas Beis HaMikdash on Yom Tov, because Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. In other words, if the Beis HaMikdash were built on Yom Tov, you would not make a Chanukah, you would not make an inauguration, because Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. So why were they Misakein? Why were they Kaveya to be Misameach Legamra Shal Torah? But we should have made a separate day. Roy Lanu Lachosh Kisismechem Misimchas Torah. Or, now, meaning he's saying like this. In Eretz Yisrael, there should be a separate day. And in Chutz Aretz also, how are you allowed to do it on Yom Tov? He says, even though there are poskim that only aser you to have a wedding, but not a bris milah and a pidyon haben, that's only because of they hold a bris milah and a pidyon haben is not called a simcha. But the rejoicing over the completion of the Torah, that's a true simcha. I mean, the way people dance, they're sameach, they're simcha b'sasayin, and they dance, then we should aser it. And especially according to the Shita of Tosfos, that has a tzad to say that even by pidyon haben in ma'arvin simcha b'simcha, certainly simcha's Torah. But to finish it specifically on Shmini Atzeres, it would seem to be difficult. Okay, Marv Rabbi, so let's explore this. In the Sefer Emek Bracha, the Sefer Emek Bracha of Rav Pomeranchik was a Talmud of the Brisker Rav. He brings down a Gemara in Erechin. The Gemara in Erechin says, "Minayin leikur shira min atayra." What is the source of singing from the Torah? Rav Masna Amar Mehacha. Rav Masna says from here. Because you did not serve Hashem your God with happiness and with a good heart. What service shall be simcha the tov leivav? What service is serving Hashem with happiness and a good heart? Have a oimer zu shira. That refers to shira. In other words, the Gemara wants to know, where is there a source that it's appropriate to serve Hashem with song? And the Gemara says in Erechin from the pasuk Tachas Hashalai Vadatas Hashem Lekecha B'Simcha, that refers to Shira. Says the Gemara, maybe it refers to Devei Torah. Devei Torah is also a happiness, like it says Pikudei Hashem Yisharim Mesam Chelev. So maybe Tachas Hashalai Vadatas Hashem Lekecha B'Simcha doesn't refer to Shira, but rather it refers to what? Torah. Says the Gemara, Mesam Chelev Ikri. Torah gladdens the heart. Toiv loy ikri. But Torah is not called toiv. Meaning, when the Torah says, Tachas Hashalavad, Hashem Lekecha B'Simcha, uvetuv leivav, Torah would be simcha, but would not fit the bill of tuv leivav. Now, what shira are we talking about? V'hine b'chiyuv ha-shira al-achag. We're talking about singing shira on Yom Tov. V'hainu kriyas ha-halal. That refers to the recitation of halal. And the Ramban writes in the Sefer HaMitzvos, saying halal on Yom Tov is d'oraisa. Why? It's part of Simchas HaChag. That on Yom Tov we have an obligation to rejoice with all types of simcha. One of the types of simcha is shira. Shira is one of the types of simcha. So therefore, part of Simchas HaChag is to reach the Madriga where you sing shira, and by doing so you're mekayim simcha v'tov levav. And therefore, says the Emek Bracha, listen carefully, that the minog on Shmini Atzeres that people have to rejoice a lot with the Torah, would that be a fulfillment of Simcha and Tov Levav? He says, no. It might be a fulfillment of Simcha, but it's not a fulfillment of Tov Levav. V'shoichim es ma'isam misimcha sachag, says the Emek Bracha, those who on Shmini Atzeres are just dancing and rejoicing with the Torah, but they're not rejoicing in the Yom Tov, that's not correct. Because rejoicing in the Torah only gets you to the Madrega of Simcha. It doesn't get you to the Madrega of Simcha and Tov Levav. Simcha and Tov Levav is rejoicing with Shira. The Einam Yoytzim is a Yedei Choyvas Simcha Sachag. They will not be Yoytze the Chiyuv of Simcha Siyamtiv. Why? Mishum Dafilu Neima Kedasa Poiskim the Mitzvos in Srichas Kavana. Even if you want to Neman, you want to go like the opinions that Mitzvos don't need Kavana. And therefore you'll say it's okay that they're not having in mind the Yomtiv. And if they're rejoicing with the Torah, they're also Yoytze Simcha Sachag. But based on what we said, the Madrega of Simchas HaTorah is only a Madrega of Simchas HaLev, but it's not a Madrega of Tov Levav. Therefore, it comes out, if they're only rejoicing with the Torah, they're only rejoicing on the level of Simcha, but they don't reach the level of Tov Levav. Because the Madrega of real Simcha is Tov Levav, Shira. And all the Mefazes and Mecharker and dancing with the Torah, it's not that Simcha Satara is greater than Simcha Sachag, just the opposite. Simcha of Yom Tov is greater than Simcha Satara. It happens to be, we learn out from the Nevi'im that David HaMelech would dance in front of the Sefer Torah b'chol ois. He was Mecharkar and Mefazes and Markoya. And therefore the Emek Bracha points out a halacha that if a person on Yom Tov is only rejoicing on Simchas Torah with the Torah, and not rejoicing in the Yom Tov, they are falling short of the obligation. Because the obligation on Yom Tov is to reach not only the level of Simcha, but the Madrega of Simcha v'Tov Levav, and rejoicing with Torah only gets you to the Madrega of Simcha. So now we're going to learn something amazing, that maybe we could argue a different vantage point than the Imek Bracha, and explain that the Simcha of Shmini Atzeres is a different Simcha than regular Simcha Sayamtiv. Mar Rabbeisai, please take a look in the Yalkut Shemaini. The Yalkut Shemaini in Parshas Pinchas at the end of Remez Tavshin Pei Beis is explaining a certain dimension of the Simcha of Simchas Torah and the Simcha of Shmini Atzeres. And what is that? He explains as follows. Amar of Alexandri, Mashal Lamelech, it's a mashal to a king, Shabbos Loi Simcha, that had happiness, Koshivas Yimei Amishta, for the 7 days of rejoicing, Haya B'noi Shalmach Tarechem Ha'archem, the son of the king was busy with the guests. Imagine a king, Naphtali, imagine there was a king, he made a huge party, a big party, and he told his son, you go out, and you take care of all the guests, bring them food, bring them drinks, dance with them, enjoy with them. Now, the problem is the king doesn't have a chance to rejoice with his son. When the 7 days are over, the king says to his son, look, I know you've been busy for 7 days and I haven't had a chance to enjoy you. Now me and you are going to rejoice together. You and I, we're going to rejoice together. And today we don't have to be busy with the food. We don't have to have a big meal. We don't even need the food. Tall tanigal echa, take one chicken, velicha achsha basa, and one little thing of meat, and that's good to go. So too says the Medrash. For the first 7 days, God is rejoicing with all the nations of the world. The nations of the world are coming to the Beis HaMikdash, and we know we bring a lot of karbanos for them. How many karbanos? Right, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7. 70. Kenegad is the Shivan Mumais. So Hashem says, you've been so busy with the Goyim, we never had time to rejoice, me and you. But when Yom Tov is over, Hashem says, Achshav, ani, I, v'yatem nismach yachad, and now don't worry about any karbanos. That's why in Shmini Atzeres, how many karbanos are brought? You don't have the 14 kvasim a day, you don't have all the parim a day, all you have is par echad, ayor echad. Now listen carefully. When Klal Yisrael hears that on Shmini Atzeres Hashem wants to rejoice just him and us, you know what Klal Yisrael says? Ze hayoyim asa Hashem nagila v'nismacha bay. This is the day that God made. We're going to rejoice in Him. Listen carefully. All the other days in Yom Tov, we rejoice in the Yom Tov. On Shmini Atzeres, we don't rejoice in the Yom Tov. We rejoice with God. You hear the difference? On Shmini Atzeres, the Medrash says, Klal Yisrael says, Nagila v'nismacha, boy, we rejoice with God. Amar Rabbi Abin, what does that mean? Do we rejoice in the Yomtif, in B'yayim, in B'HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Comes Shloimei, and Shloimei says, Nagila v'nismacha, bach, bach b'tayrasach, in your Torah, bach b'shuasach, in your salvation. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Kach, Esrim, the Esrim Shtaim Oisiois, and the 22 letters, Shekasavta Lana B'Tayrascha, that you wrote in your Torah, Beis Trei Chaf Esrim. Listen carefully. After 7 days of Yom Tov, that Klal Yisrael is rejoicing together with God and all the Umay Sa'olam, so Hashem says, you know, I never had a chance to rejoice with you, so I want one day to rejoice with you. So Klal Yisrael says, Nagila V'Nismacha Boy, I'll rejoice with him. But we still don't know. Maybe we just mean in it, on Yom Tov. Says Shloimei, Nagila v'nismacha bach. We rejoice in the Torah. We rejoice in your salvation. We rejoice with Hashem. This Yalkut Shemayni opens up a completely new understanding of Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres is different than Yom Tov. On Yom Tov, we rejoice in the Yom Tov. Shmini Atzeres, we rejoice in God. Are you sure the Medrash says? Yes. Nagila v'nismacha bach. Bach b'shuasach, bach in the chaf beis, the beis chaf letters of the Torah. Meaning, how does a Jew rejoice with God? What do? You take God, you grab onto his hands, and you do a little jig with the Ribono Shel Olam? Ribono Shel Olam is Eish Eichla. How do you rejoice in God? How do you rejoice in God? Bach b'shuasach, bach b'tayrasach. When you rejoice with the Torah and God are one. Shmini Atzeres, in a way, is the most intimate day of the year with the Ribono Shel Olam. Because every other day, you're rejoicing indirectly in the Yom Tov. On Shmini Atzeres, you're rejoicing directly with God. How? With the Torah! Meaning, the reason we dance with the Torah is not directly because we finished the Torah on that day. The reason we rejoice with the Torah, so Shmini Atzeres is the one day where Hashem says, forget the day, just rejoice in me. How do we rejoice with God? With the Torah. So would finishing the Torah on Shmini Atzeres be a contradiction to Shmini Atzeres? Would it be a steer to Shmini Atzeres? Would you say, Ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha? No, that is the day. Every other Yom Tov you have a rejoicing in the Yom Tov. On Shmini Atzeres, you rejoice in God. The way that you rejoice with God is rejoicing with the Torah. So it's not a stira to say, well, how could you have a Simchas Torah on Shmini Atzeres? You're going to mix the Yom Tov with the Torah? The answer is the whole essence of Shmini Atzeres is rejoicing with God. The way you do that is rejoicing with the Torah. Take a look in number 7 in Reb Chaim Brisker. It's published in the Sefer Kiryas Arba in the new stencil. It's brought in Rav David Cohen's Sefer Yimei Zman Simchasenu. So, Frek Rav Chaim, why is Shmini Atzeres so special that there's a Riboy Simcha more than any other Yom Tov? That Klal Yisrael says, Zeh Hayoim Asa Hashem. Like, what's so special about Shmini Atzeres? Why does the Medrash say that Klal Yisrael says, we don't know whether to rejoice in the day or with God? How is the Simcha on Shmini Atzeres different than any other Yomim Tovim that we have this doubt? Should you rejoice in the Yom Tov or should you rejoice in God? So Marv Rabbi said, please take a look at number 8 in Rav David Cohen Sefer Zman Simchasenu on page Tav Chav Ches. The meaning here is, a simple interpretation is, on every Yom Tov, the Ikar Mitzvah Simcha is the Simchas Hayoim. Like it says, V'samachta B'chagecha, rejoice in the day, in the Yom Tov. The rejoicing is in the Yom Tov. It's the Simchas Hayoim. Because of the quality of the day, it causes Simcha. Pesach is man Cheruseinu, that we left Mitzrayim. Shavuos is man Matan Torahseinu, we got the Torah. Sukkot is man Simchaseinu, the Simcha of the Kapara. And this Simcha, whether it's Pesach, Shavuos, or Sukkot, repeats itself and strengthens every year. We know the calendar is a living cycle. The day has in it all the oros that renew on an annual basis. Therefore, we rejoice in the day. The day is a living entity that repeats itself. Shmini Atzeres What historically happened on Shmini Atzeres? Nothing. We know on Pesach Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. The Karach of Yetzias Mitzrayim repeats itself every year. On Shavuos, God gave us the Torah. It repeats itself every year. On Sukkot, God forgave us for the Egel. It's like it repeats itself every year. Nothing happened on Shmini Atzeres. There's nothing latent in the day itself, but rather it is an expression of me and you all rejoice. So therefore we're mesupik. We're not sure. Is it like other Yom Tovim that we rejoice in the day? Or is the entire essence of the day just me and God, just us and God? And therefore the simcha is not in the day, it's with Hashem. It's not v'samachta b'chagecha, it's nagila menismecha b'ch, with you Hashem. We don't know what it means. Nagila v'nismecha b'ay. Does b'ay mean in the day, or does b'ay mean in Him and with Hashem? Therefore, Shlomo HaMelech comes and clarifies. Nagila v'nismecha b'ach. We're rejoicing with you, Hashem, with your Torah. That means Shlomo HaMelech is defining that the way we're nagila v'nismecha b'ach, the way we rejoice with Hashem, is by rejoicing with the Torah. Shmini Atzeres is different than every other Yom Tov. Every other Yom Tov we rejoice in the day. Shmini Atzeres we rejoice in Hashem. And therefore, since the essence of Shmini Atzeres is Nagila v'nismecha b'ach, ani v'atem nismach yachad, therefore the way we express our joy is by rejoicing in the Torah. Like Rav Chaim V'lajner brings down in the Nefesh HaChaim, the Shah Perk Tezai, number 9, Kucha Brichu V'Araisa V'Yisrael Misgashrin Davada, they're connected, or is the way it's colloquially said, Yisrael V'Araisa V'Kudusha Brichu. Chad, who, it's all one. Therefore, says Rav David Cohen, based on this, we can answer the question of Lavush. Why have we established the day that we complete the Torah Shmini Atzeres? Shouldn't we establish it on the beginning of the year? No! What day do we rejoice with God directly and not in the Yom Tov? Shmini Atzeres. How do we rejoice with God? By rejoicing in the Torah. Therefore, they designated it Shmini Atzeres as day we finish the Torah, not because it's near the beginning of the year, because it's the day of the year that we rejoice with God. Therefore, and the way we rejoice with God is by finishing the Torah, by rejoicing with the Torah. Therefore, says Rav David Cohen, is there a question? How could you be ma'arev the simcha of Yom Tov with the simcha of the Torah? No, the simcha of the Yom Tov of Shmini Atzeres is rejoicing with God, which is expressed by rejoicing with the Torah. It's not a stira. Simcha's Torah is not a stira to the Yom Tov. It's the essence of the Yom Tov. The way with which we rejoice on Shmini Atzeres is every other Yom Tov we rejoice from the power of the day. Shmini Atzeres we rejoice just us and Hashem, which is expressed as a simcha with the Torah. Nagila v'nismecha b'ach with the 22 letters of the Torah. Therefore, says Rav David Cohen, we could argue on the Emek Bracha. The Emek Bracha says those who rejoice with the Torah are only on the Madrega of Simcha, but not on the Madrega of Tov Levav. No, on Shmini Atzeres, the way the obligation of the Simcha is expressed is by rejoicing with the Torah, with the 22 letters of the Torah. Aye, the Gemara in Erechin says, Simchas HaTorah is on a lower level than Simchas Yom Tov, because Simchas HaTorah is only Pekudei Hashem Yesharim. So it's called Mesamchei Lev, but it's not called Tov Levav. That's talking about learning Torah. Learning Torah gets you on the Madrega of Pekudei Hashem Yesharim Mesamchei Lev. But learning Torah will not get you on the Madrega of Tov Lev. However, rejoicing with the Torah, that will get you on the level both of Simcha and Tov Levav. Comes the Sefer Yisoid V'Shar Shavayda. Look at number 11. We're almost there. Haminug V'Eretz Yisrael, the custom in Eretz Yisrael, La'asoy Simchas Torah, is to make Simchas Torah B'Yom Shmini Atzeres. V'Noyagin B'Simchasa, we are noyig with the Simcha Torah B'Hakafayis, with Hakafis, Im Sifrei Tairais, with the various scrolls of Ashirais, the Sishbachais, Rikudim, Lifnei Sefer Torah, like we do on the next day as well. And this is meaning in Eretz Yisrael, the minhag is to have Simchas HaTorah on Shmini Atzeres, on the night and the day, like the Zohar says of a Yom Hashmini Atzeres Parechad Ailecha Da Ukma Mori Masnisin Lamalka Dezamen Oshpizin. V'noyegin l'mevad Yisrael ima, ama chedva, we make her joy, v'skoria simchas Torah, and we crown the Sefer Torah, and it's keser, and we show the teferas, the splendor and the majesty of the Torah. And then he said, Rishash HaVeda quotes another Zayar, Shchinta Tata Yi Sukkah, which is 26 and 65. We know the Shechina down below is in the Sukkah. Sukkah is 91, 26 and 65. It's the Chuppah of Hashem, and that is expressed on Shmini Atzeres, when we rejoice in the Torah, and we make an Atara on the head of all the Tzadikim and Shamayim, and therefore this is our holy obligation on Simchas Torah. And then he quotes the Arizal, V'chein hu b'kisrei Ari, v'mi she'yesh le'el yaday, someone who has the ability, la'aseis minig v'sik en zev v'esengas shalai, you should try to accustom this custom in your Beis HaKnesses without any fighting, without any contention, and you should rejoice on 2 days of Simcha and Chedva, l'tarasenu ha'kadosha. So if you look in the Zayar HaKadosh that the Yisrael Rishon Shavayda quotes, it doesn't say a word about that we finish the Torah on Shmini Atzeres. It's not really connected to finishing the Torah. It's your rejoicing with the Torah. That's bringing out this point that we mentioned. It's not that, and by rejoicing with the Torah is from the fundamental obligations of the day. So one of the questions we asked were, it's a stira, you have a Yom Tif, so how could you divert your attention to the Yom Tif and dance with the Torah? No, the way this Simchas Yom Tif is expressed on Shmini Atzeres is not to rejoice with the day, but rather to rejoice with the Torah. If you look in the Sefer Torah Samincha of Rabbi Yaakov Sakili, the Talmud of the Rajba, he says, V'yal kei nagu Yisrael b'chol mekomis moshvaseyam, to make Simchas Torah on Shmini Atzeres, ki ein lanu atzeres b'shmini, we have no Yom Tif on the 8th day, v'roi regal b'shmini, and no holiday ki im zeh, the entire essence of the holiday is rejoicing with the Torah. So, again, it's not a stira to dance with the Torah on Shmini Atzeres, there is no Yom Tif of the 8th day other than dancing with the Torah. Says the Svarno, also a similar idea. Svarno, one of the Kadmoinim, he brings down that this day after Sukkot, that all the Simchas of the three Regalim have ended, is a day, a holy day, a Yom Atzeres, that we're withheld in the holy places, and we rejoice with the Simcha Shel Torah and the Simcha Masim Tovim. Yismach Yisrael Ve'oisav. Listen carefully. Listen to the holy words of the Svarno. The Svarno says, when we rejoice on Shmini Atzeres, b'simcha shel Torah, it's an expression of Yismach Yisrael be'osav. Yisrael rejoices. Who's osav? With God. Wait a second, I thought we were rejoicing with the Torah. No, the way that we rejoice with God is by dancing with the Sefer Torah. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the... He brings down the Maharik, says in the name of Haigoin, that even the Zakenim, they dance when the Torah is praised, and therefore you need to strengthen yourself to dance, l'kavra Torah, like David HaMelech, danced and rejoiced and jumped with all of his strength before Hashem. And they say the same thing about the Arizal would dance with all his koyach on Simchas Torah, and the Ari said about himself that the highest Madrega that he reached is that he was misameach b'chol oyiz b'simcha shel mitzvah, and the Gra also is reported to have danced before the Sefer Torah with all of his kayach. Why was this such an elevating experience for the Arizal? Because when we dance with the Sefer Torah on Shmini Atzeres, it's not just a minhag. The entire concept of the Yom Tif of Shmini Atzeres is fundamentally different than every other Yom Tif. Every other Yom Tif were nagila v'nismacha b'yoyim. When it comes to Shmini Atzeres, we're Nagila V'Nismacha Bai. Now, what does Bai mean? The Yom or God? Shlomo clarifies Nagila V'Nismacha Bach with God. God and the Chaf Beis Oisiyos HaTorah. So just to spell out, the reason why the Chachamim sort of reserved the completion of the Torah till this day, because since this is a day that we rejoice with God, and the way we rejoice with God is by dancing with the Sifrei Torah, it's a very appropriate day then to complete the Torah. And it's not a contradiction to the Yom Tif, when in fact, this is the essence of the Yom Tif. That the rest of Yom Tif, we have like go-betweens between us and God. We have to do a mitzvah to rejoice with God. Dalan Minim, Sukkah, Shmini Atzeres is just us and God. We rejoice with Him directly, with His Torah, Kutcha Brichu, V'Arai Sachadu. I wish everyone Chakash V'Sameach, Agud Yom Tif, V'Samachto, V'Chagecha, V'Hayisa, Ach Sameach.
So what are we in Hutzlars doing on?
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.